Well, suppose that you heard that Pope Francis was going to come to the United States, and guess what? He was going to stay at your house for a couple of days. Well, knowing this Pope, that is really not too far outside of the realm of possibility. You might do that. So what would you do? How would you prepare? Well, you'd probably really clean the house. You'd probably want to find out what he likes to eat, since he would be your guest for a couple of days. And you might even read his recently published apostolic exhortation, or his encyclical, or other things that he has said or written. Well, the scriptures tell us today to prepare for another visit. Not the Pope, but Jesus Christ. To prepare for the coming of Jesus. And to do that with a twofold movement of the heart. Repentance and conversion. Now, to repent means to turn around. To repent means to make a 180-degree turn. It means to turn away from the self and towards God. It's like if today was a sunny summer day, which it's not, and I was walking along with the sun behind me, what would I see in front of me but my shadow? So repentance, here's an image of repentance. It's turning from my shadow and turning towards the sun. Repentance is kind of like when you're preparing for the Pope to come to your house for a couple of days. You're probably going to be preoccupied with thinking about him and not have much time to think about yourself. Conversion, on the other hand, signifies a transformation from one thing to the other. So it's kind of like when the Pope is going to come to your house, you know, so you're going to be reading some of the things he wrote, because he's going to be your guest. You're going to have a conversation with him, okay? So you're reading some of the things he wrote because you want to get into his mind. And in the process of doing that, it might alter your way of thinking. You might begin to look at some things in a new way. That's kind of like conversion. For us to convert means similarly to adopt the mind of Christ. And that involves repenting, that is, turning away from ourselves and our self-preoccupations and looking and focusing on Jesus. This is what St. Paul is talking about in our second reading today in the letter to the Romans. He points to this twofold movement of the heart in three particular ways, which we can sort of use as a meditation for us on what it means to prepare for the coming of Christ. So let's look at these three particular ways that St. Paul talks about that point to repentance and conversion. One thing he says is, welcome one another then, as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. Now, imagine you're there in Capernaum 2,000 years ago, and you go to one of the many parties that Jesus seemed to be at. And imagine how weird it would be if you went to that and Jesus completely ignored your presence. Well, of course, he wouldn't do that. He would single you out and go over and welcome you. So that's the example of Christ. And that's what he did to all of us, in fact, when we were baptized. That's what he does when we come to the table. He says, come and eat and drink. He welcomes us, okay? So that's as Christ welcomed us. So what does St. Paul says? He calls us to repentance and conversion. He says, welcome one another then. Welcome one another. Do you know, it's God forbid that anybody should walk into a Catholic church and be ignored. You know, we should all be looking to welcome each other, knowing the names of the people that sit around us, talking to them, especially when we have fellowship after this Mass, we should all be attentive to who is standing alone and go out to welcome them. What does that mean? It means we have to get out of ourselves. Paul says, welcome one another for two reasons. Because Christ welcomed you and for the glory of God. So it's not about me, it's about the glory of God. And that is why I welcome other people. Now, of course, it's natural when we're in fellowship, you know, you're excited about seeing the people that you know and love. Well, think about it this way. Go with them to welcome somebody who's by themselves. You know, because then you'll have somebody else to know and love. Okay, here's another thing that St. Paul says about this movement of repentance and conversion. He says, he talks about how all of us who are, most of us in this assembly, I think, are probably... do not have Jewish background. You know, we're probably in this great mass of Gentiles who were welcomed into the faith. And Paul says the reason for that was so that the Gentiles, most of us, might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. So, repentance and conversion is involved in us really appreciating the fact that we are allowed to be here and that we glorify God for his mercy. That's why you're all here today. That's why you came, despite the heaps of snow out there. You came here this morning because you realize that you need to glorify God for his mercy to you, for his faithful love. And one of the particular ways that Paul mentions here of how we praise God is he says, sing praises to God's name. That is all over the Bible. Old Testament and New Testament, one of the specific, particular ways that it pleases God for us to glorify him is to sing. Matters not what we think about our singing, because again, it's not about me. It's about glorifying God. And this has been revealed as one of the ways, the principal ways that we glorify God. God forbid that we should sing the national anthem or sing happy birthday at a birthday party or sing along with the radio or take a part in a musical singing production and not sing when we gather to worship. That's, talk about a major dissing of God, that would be it. And again, that means we have to get out of ourselves and turn ourselves to God and repent and convert. Here's the third thing that Paul mentions. He says, may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to think in harmony with one another in keeping with Christ Jesus. Now, that has to do with thinking in harmony with each other means that we all try to adopt the mind of Christ. You know, we try to think like Christ in keeping with Christ Jesus. And it also refers to the fact that Jesus' greatest value was unity. And so we strive all the time we strive all the time to think in harmony with each other. And this is, in fact, what we pray for at every Mass, for example, just one example, the second Eucharistic prayer, where we pray, humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with who? Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop and all the clergy. One of our legitimate spiritual authorities in the church are symbols of unity. And so we all try to think in harmony together in keeping with Jesus and in union with the spiritual authorities God has placed in our life. So all of these three things involve repentance. That is, stopping it. Not looking at ourselves, but looking at Christ and looking at his example. All these three things involve conversion. That is, changing our behavior. This is what John the Baptist is talking about when he says, you must show evidence, you must have good fruit as evidence of your repentance. These are three earmarks of evidence and good fruit of repentance. Repentance and conversion in these ways will prepare the ground for that messianic kingdom of peace spoken of so beautifully by the prophet Isaiah in our first reading. Repentance and conversion are the two feet on which we walk as we strive to prepare the way of the Lord and make His path straight. Come, Lord Jesus.